We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the March or Die Show today, January 1st, 2022. If you're listening to this on the day it is released, you're listening to this on the very first day of a brand new year. Thank you for joining me. Maybe you are tired of all the holiday festivities and you wanted to listen to a podcast. If that's you, thank you for doing it. If you are hiding from a family gathering, go back to your family. Come back later. That's the nice thing about podcasts. Whatever the case, thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it. If you have not yet taken the time to go over to YouTube, you can do that. Go to YouTube. You can find my channel, Jeremy Stalnecker, and you'll find my channel there. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell. That lets you know when this and other content comes online. Would love to share that with you. Also, a reminder, whatever platform it is you're listening from, again, if you're not watching on YouTube, if you're listening on a podcast platform, please take some time to subscribe there. I want to make sure that you are subscribed, that you are getting the content that you need. And I'd love to get this out, but it's not helpful if you're not getting it. So go ahead and take some time to subscribe everywhere you're receiving this content from. Also, take some time as you have opportunity to go to jeremystalnecker.com. Jeremystalnecker.com. You can find my blog. You'll also find other content there, links out to my social platforms, all the stuff you can find there, jeremystalnecker.com. Go ahead and check that out, and that would be fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having a good start to the new year. If you are listening to this sometime after the new year, I hope you've had a good start to the new year. If you're listening to this way after the start of this year, I hope that you've had a good whatever period of time it is. It's good to start over again, though. And I love the beginning of new years because we can start over. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been dealing with a topic or talking about a topic around the concept, the perspective of being a warrior. If you have not listened to the last two episodes, please go and check those out. What it is to be a warrior, the call to be a warrior, the example that we find in the life of Jesus Christ of a warrior. Go and check those out. That will be helpful to you as we get into this. But we're continuing to talk about this idea of being a warrior. As we've mentioned so many times over the last particularly several weeks, we're all engaged in a war, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. Now, sometimes it is more real than at other times. There is always a spiritual war going on. There's always a warfare taking place around us. Sometimes that finds itself into our relationships with someone that we care for, perhaps in a marriage relationship and that type of relationship. Maybe it's with our kids. Maybe it's at work or somewhere else in our community and the things that we do. There are financial difficulties. There are physical issues. There are a lot of things that present themselves as a war, as battles, traumas, trials, and difficulties. These things come. Principally, what we talk about on a weekly basis here on this podcast is how to move forward in spite of those things. Because when those things present themselves, and they will, we only have really a couple of options. We can stay where we are and die. We can say, it's just too hard. I'm overwhelmed. Or we can put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. We can do that. We talk often about strategies and, again, concepts and principles for moving forward. One of those, I was going to say however, but not even however. One of those, I believe one of those fundamental concepts or principles or perspectives is realizing that we were called by God if we are believers. If we are in Christ, the Bible says, if we have a relationship with God through Jesus, our faith is in Him for the forgiveness of our sins. If we are Christians, then we were called to live the life of warriors. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Then last week on Christmas, we looked at how Jesus, really what we celebrate in His coming, was the birth of a warrior. Jesus lived the life of a warrior. He left home to go fight a war. He fought for those who could not fight for themselves. He died for the purpose of providing or obtaining victory. That's what warriors do. We've been discussing this. And really, if we can't get in our minds that we were called to be warriors, then when the war comes, we'll shrink back because we believe wrongly that we have no place here. And yet, in order to pursue what God has set before us, we have to be people who understand the life of a warrior. We've talked about this the last couple of weeks. Today, I would like to discuss specifically the life of a warrior. Not just that we were called to be warriors or that Jesus gave us an example of a warrior, but what is it that warriors do? I always want to get to that point. If all we do is have kind of this high-level understanding of what we're supposed to do or be or whatever, it doesn't mean anything. What is it that warriors actually do? How does a warrior become a warrior? What are the characteristics of someone who is able, as Jesus did, to leave their home and go to a place of war to fight for those who could not fight for themselves, to die for the purpose of obtaining victory? What are those characteristics? I want to give these things to you. And again, we could probably talk a lot about a lot of different things here, but I want to give you four things that really speak to me when I think of the life of a warrior. As I've said many times, I served in the United States Marine Corps, and that doesn't make me a warrior, but it means that for a while I spent a lot of time around warriors. Around men who exhibited the characteristics that we've talked about in the last couple of weeks and exhibited the characteristics that we'll see here. You see, there are those who go along even when a battle is taking place, but there are those who are actually warriors, leaders, those that know why they're there and what they're there to accomplish. What are some characteristics of a warrior? I want to give you number one. A warrior is prepared. Is prepared. Now, that doesn't mean unexpected battles don't come. It just means that to the extent that he can, a warrior is prepared. Why do I have this podcast? Why do I talk all of the time about how to move forward when it seems like your world is falling apart? Because even if your world is not falling apart right now, at some point in the future, you'll feel like it is. And you need to be prepared before you get there for what will inevitably come. I've said this before. There are some people who are so overwhelmed by the unexpected events in life that they, because they weren't prepared, become the lifelong victims of a one-time event. So often these one-time events come into our lives and they knock us down so hard because we were not prepared, and we become the victim of that event for the rest of our life. A warrior is prepared. A couple of verses. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. There's some pretty big words here. Be ready always to give an answer to every man. Be ready always? Always. To answer who? Every man. Well, what's the question? Why do you have hope? Peter was saying we need to constantly be working to prepare so that we can explain why it is we believe what we believe, why we're doing what we do, why we're living the way that we live. You must be prepared. Don't wait for the battle to come before you decide to get ready for it. A warrior is someone who is constantly honing their skills, working on their craft. They're physically preparing, mentally and spiritually preparing. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Paul in 1 Corinthians says, if you are a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit of God living in you, which makes your body the temple of God. And you better care for that temple. There are kind of two aspects here. I've written about this on my blog, jeremystolnicker.com. You can go check that out. Two aspects of preparation here, and the Bible is clear on both of them. One is the mental and spiritual preparation. That's 1 Peter 3:15. Be ready always to give an answer to every man, the hope that is within you. We need to be studying and learning and growing. We need to walk with God, having a relationship with Him, spending time in the Bible and in prayer, letting God work in our lives so that we are always ready to do whatever it is He sets in front of us. What a shame it would be to have someone who is searching for truth come to you for the answers and you not have the answer. We can't know the answer to every question, but we can be as prepared as possible to at least help those who are searching for the truth to get to the truth. But in order to do that, we have to be prepared. Are you preparing mentally? Are you preparing spiritually? Are you taking care of the things in your life so that they do not provide a distraction or prevent you from doing what you need to do to help others? Remember, Paul said this to Timothy when he talked to him about being a good soldier who could endure hardness. He told him not to entangle himself with the cares or the affairs of the world. What about you? Are you prepared? A warrior is prepared. We've seen that we're called to be a warrior, just as God was a warrior. We see the example of a warrior in the life of Jesus Christ. That's the example we're to follow in His steps. We talked about this last week. So the question is, are you doing what a warrior does? Are you prepared? But there's a second aspect of this, and I believe it is very, very important. The physical aspect of preparation. This is not some unnecessary burden put on people who don't like to take care of their body. But there is a very real sense in which if we do not take care of the temple of the Holy Ghost, if we're not taking care of our body, that is nutrition, that is exercise, it's taking care of ourselves, not so that we'll look a particular way or be able to do a certain thing, taking care of ourselves, which looks different at every stage of life, but taking care of ourselves so that God can use us however He wants to use us. I can't imagine the number of people. I would have no idea even how to figure this out. The number of people who can't do what God wants them to do because when the time came to do it, their body was unprepared to get their mind where they needed to go. To answer those spiritual questions for those seeking hope and truth and direction. A warrior's prepared. A warrior doesn't get himself in shape when the battle comes. He's already there. A warrior doesn't learn how to do war when the battle comes. He's already there. A warrior is prepared. We talked about this last week. We're not playing a game. This is real. Are you prepared? That's the life of a warrior. It's the life of preparation. We see the second thing. A warrior is focused. So many people playing games. We need to be focused. A warrior is focused. Paul said in Philippians 3:13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, brothers, I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm focused in my whole life on one thing. That is pressing toward the mark of the for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's focusing on doing what God wants me to do. I'm focused on that. We used to say all the time in the Marine Corps, you need to keep your head on a swivel. We talked about situational awareness. When you are in a place, maybe on a patrol, out in town, you're around people who are unknown to you. When you're in a combat environment, you have to stay very focused, always aware. It's the person who is not situationally aware, who's not constantly looking for the threat, the person who's not focused that loses their life. How many Christians are being picked off because they're not focused? A warrior is focused. What are you focused on? We need to do work. We have some hobbies that help us relax, re-energize. We have relationships we need to maintain. All of those things are important, but our focus primarily needs to be on doing what God has called us to do. A warrior is focused. We see also that a warrior is selfless. Not only is a warrior focused and prepared, but a warrior is selfless. It's not about him. This message alone is counter to the culture in which we live. Everything right now in the world is about the individual. How does this make me feel? What do they think about me? How am I being treated? It's all about me. A warrior is by nature selfless. We talked about this last week, but a warrior is someone who is willing to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves, if need be, giving their life to secure victory. That's a selfless attitude. It's looking at the world and understanding it's not about me, so I'm willing to give up my time or my resources or whatever. If I can be a benefit to others, it's not about you. Philippians 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We read these verses the other day. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus exhibited for us, demonstrated for us that the life of a warrior is a selfless life. If you could look at the relationships in your world, look at the things that you do or the things that you don't do, consider the direction that you're going, ask yourself, am I doing these things for me, for how it makes me feel or what it may gain for me, or am I doing it so that I can use what God has given to me for the benefit of others? I often say a leader is someone who takes people from where they are to where they need to go. Further explaining that, I like to say that a leader is someone that uses their resources and their opportunities and their influence to help people go from where they are to where they need to be. It's pouring yourselves into others so that they can get to where they really need to be. That's what it is to be a leader. That's what it is to be a warrior. It's understanding that this is not about you. It's about them. Is this the case in your life? Are you a warrior? If so, then you need to understand that the warrior life is a selfless life. I think another characteristic of a warrior, and this is our fourth characteristic, a warrior is unyielding. I like this. Now, in the past, I've talked about flexibility and how we need to be willing to adjust. That's a different conversation in a different context. But a warrior is unyielding. A warrior understands there is a mission, there is a goal, there is a purpose, and I'm not going to be pushed off of that. The Bible in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says it this way, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed or surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. The Bible says you need to continue on. Press forward. Don't quit. Don't give up. That's why I believe this warrior mindset is so important. It's essential. When we talk about march or die, we're talking about obstacles presenting themselves that get in the way of our forward progress. And if we don't deliberately push through, keep us from moving forward. Real simple. A warrior and one with that mindset understands that obstacles will come. The enemy will present himself. But the fact that there is someone or something standing in their way does not mean that they no longer push forward. It just means that now they get to do what warriors do. Because warriors are unyielding. These thoughts should motivate you. But if you had to wrap it all up in a very simple understanding, it's realizing that even though we are in a war, if we're prepared and focused and selfless, we can come out on the other side victorious. Randy Pausch made this statement: the brick walls are there for a reason. The brick walls are not there to keep us out. The brick walls are there to give us a chance to show how badly we want something. Because the brick walls are there to stop the people who don't want it badly enough. They're there to stop the other people. The brick walls. They're to stop other people. But the brick walls will not stop the warrior. You see, victory does not come to the perfect, it comes to the persistent. Keep pressing forward. That's what it is to be a warrior. If you're listening to this again on the first day of the year, we'll say in the first week of the year, then you get to decide right now, fresh start, that you're going to live this life this year. What would your life look like if over the next 12 months you were committed to living the life of a warrior? Living the life of a warrior. Prepared, focused, selfless, unyielding. How would your relationships change? How would your position at work change? How would your financial or health situation change? See, things change when we're preparing and focused. When we continue moving forward because it's not about us. When we're unyielding. What would your life look like 12 months from now if you said, this year, I will live the life of a warrior? What would your life look like 12 months from now if instead of quitting, putting it in neutral, drawing back, instead of staying where you are and just deciding to die, you decided that in spite of the obstacles and the difficulties and the trials and the traumas, you would put one foot in front of the other and march? What would your life look like? Well, here's the great thing about life. You can make that happen if only you will. So, with all of that in mind, what are you going to do?
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.